You're listening to SBS News.
University Orientation Week, or O-Week, involves a range of activities, campus tours and parties to help students familiarise themselves with their new environment and peers ahead of the academic year. It's a fun opportunity to make friends and join extracurricular clubs, but can also present a range of potentially dangerous situations for the young people taking part. Red Frogs volunteers attend O-Week events across the country, providing support for students who find themselves in need of help. National Coordinator Andrew Goulet says it's important for students to recognise their limits and keep an eye out for their mates over the party week.
Just be yourself, particularly around alcohol. It's really important that you don't get caught up in the artificial hype that it can be and go past the limits that puts you in a dangerous position. But also another big tip is always look after your mates. It's the power of numbers is the key. And we find where major incidents do happen is someone's been left by themselves.
End Rape on Campus Director Shana Bremner says being away from home, as well as the combination of alcohol and unfamiliar company, can also make students more susceptible to sexual assault.
We know that O-Week is one of the times where students are more likely to experience sexual assault in university community settings. So we obviously have a lot of concerns around, I guess, the O-Week festivities that get a little bit out of hand.
Universities Australia is the main group representing the university sector. Its CEO, Katrina Jackson, has called on students to be respectful of others and their safety during the orientation period.
Have a terrific time. Find out all about your new university, meet new people. But when you meet new people, if you're considering having any form of intimate relationship, you get consent first and you get it clearly.
In 2016, a Human Rights Commission report found half of all students had been a victim of sexual harassment that year, a quarter in a university setting. One in 15 had been sexually assaulted. Ms. Jackson says Universities Australia has been taking significant steps over the past few years to address the problem. Currently, it's working to develop an online resource called the Respect and Equality Program, which will be trialled in 4 universities over the next 18 months before being rolled out nationwide.
We've been absolutely committed to reducing rates of sexual assault, sexual violence, sexual harassment on our campuses for 2-3 years now, and this is our next big piece of work.
The program is being developed with Our Watch, an agency dedicated to preventing violence against women. End Rape on Campus's Shana Bremner says she's encouraged to hear the universities are seeking advice from Our Watch, but says she's been disappointed by the sector's response to assaults on campus in recent years.
Unfortunately, we're still having students come to us saying, you know, the university has taken over a year to respond to my complaint. The university outright dismissed my complaint. You know, we're working with a student at the moment who's been trying to get the university to investigate her complaint for 2 years.
Ms. Bremner is part of a wider group calling for a federal task force to scrutinise university responses to sexual assault and harassment on campus. Online mental health organisation Reach Out provides advice and support for young people and has designed resources to help those tackling university for the first time. Its CEO, Ashley De Silva, says it's common for students to feel daunted by the experience and encourages them to ask for help.
Transition times, whether it be for people transitioning from high school into uni or other examples, are typically very stressful for people. So I think it can sometimes feel like everyone around you is keeping up with that change really well. It's really important to know for yourself that actually there'll be a lot of people who are not feeling super confident about that stuff, and that it's a really healthy thing to want to explore that.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.